Hello and welcome to another episode of the Kid Stories Podcast. I'm Phil Bechtel. Let's get into a shout-out. Happy 6th birthday to Max Filson from Pleasanton, California. I hope for your birthday you get a big bag of Clown Dojo duck bombs and some ninja powder from Old Witch Tubes and a pocket dragon and a big bucket of goofballs. Max, I think if you were a character from the stories, you'd be an Invisi-Wizard who trains with Hamish at the Academy to become a powerful potion smith who can craft even the most impossible potions. Happy birthday, Max. Today's story is titled The Battle for Unicorn Kingdom, Part 4. From their ledge overlooking this massive castle, the Shadow Warriors stepped out of the darkness around them and surrounded June and her friends. Rai, still in his lion form, growled, but they were outnumbered. And this wasn't even counting the hundreds of Shadow Warriors and creatures down around the castle. A figure emerged from one of the windows of the castle. It was far away, but they could make out a person wearing a long robe. He stepped out of the castle window many stories up and, instead of falling, he floated. As he floated closer and closer to the ledge, they could see that he wasn't wearing a robe at all, but was surrounded by swirling shadows. His eyes glowed with the same purple light as the corrupted crystals and the beasts. This was the Night Wizard.
"I must admit I'm impressed you made it this far," he said, his voice echoing strangely. "Especially you, little girl. Your dimensional powers are interesting."
June felt the mushroom necklace pulse with energy against her chest, but there were too many Shadow Warriors to attempt an attack. The Night Wizard waved a hand, and a massive staircase made of shadows assembled itself, leading down from the ledge to the front of the castle there inside the mountain. The shadow beasts all around them crept closer, urging them to go down the stairs. June and the others looked to Tubes, who nodded. They all walked down the shadow staircase to the main door of the castle. The Night Wizard waved his hand, and the massive stone doors to the castle opened. Inside, many stolen crystals from the Unicorn Kingdom were stuck to each other and piled high, creating a huge mound of crystals, as tall as two people. The crystals were fused to each other, and they pulsated purple and black.
"Beautiful, isn't it?" said the Night Wizard. "I'm not stealing the crystals, you see. I'm improving them, making them stronger." "You're destroying them," said Tubes. "The Unicorn Kingdom is dying without their power. This is your home, too. The entire kingdom is fading away."
The wizard laughed.
"Ha! This weak kingdom relies on the light of three suns. But darkness? Darkness is eternal. Darkness is my home. I'm going to spread night across every kingdom, every dimension." He turned to June. "Starting with this one."
June's heart skipped.
"What do you mean?"
"I see through all the shadows. At first I thought I would turn down the lights and live here in the darkened Unicorn Kingdom forever. But now I see what your powers can do. With your powers, I can spread darkness throughout all dimensions," the wizard said.
June looked at her friends, unsure what to do. The Shadow Warriors had them completely surrounded in this massive chamber.
"I'll never help you," said June.
The Night Wizard yelled,
"Oh, you won't have a choice. I'm powerful enough to control your magic myself."
A devious grin spread across the wizard's face. He lifted his hands, and the mushroom necklace hanging from June's neck glowed, and June felt the dimensional power being activated by the Night Wizard. It was like he could control her powers. Tubes saw what was happening, and she thrust her wand forward, sending a magic missile at the wizard. A shadow creature leaped in front of the wizard, absorbing the blast. And that set off the fight. Rai and the others attacked the wizard, trying to distract him enough to break his control of June and her powers.
The shadow monsters descended upon the group, slashing and biting in all their forms. Shadow soldiers stabbed their spears into the group of heroes. Shadow wolves leaped into the fray, clawing and biting. Bulis was a flurry, spinning with her katanas outstretched to cut through the enemy. Tatiana lined up shots, sending her arrows through multiple shadow monsters at a time. And Rai, still a huge attack cat, leaped right at the wizard. The Night Wizard had no choice but to stop activating June's powers to defend himself. When he did, June immediately used her powers to tear open a dimensional rift right next to the giant collection of power crystals. The crystals began to get pulled into the rift. Pieces of them broke off and were sucked into the pulsing dimensional void. "No!" the wizard yelled. He knew that the dimensional rift could swallow up his precious power crystals in minutes. He turned his attention to the rift and began using his own power to try and close it up. The heroes were still swarmed with shadow monsters, and this was their only chance to escape. Tubes yelled, "Run!" And everyone raced back out of the mountain the way they came, while the Night Wizard frantically used his magic to prevent the corrupted crystals from being sucked away into a dimensional void. June and the other heroes fought their way out of the mountain and gathered at the unicorn meeting place. With so many crystals now ripped from the kingdom, there were few safe spots. As such, most of the unicorns and creatures living in the kingdom were nearby. It was a series of small hills, all clustered together and covered in magical creatures. "What do we do now?" Bulis asked, looking to Old Witch Tubes. The heroes and the unicorns all looked around, waiting for someone to come up with a plan. Their actions were enough to escape from the Night Wizard, but he was still there in Middle Mountain with his army of shadow monsters.
"I don't know," answered Tubes, "but we need to come up with a plan quick. Something tells me we don't have much time."
And the group came together to discuss their options, whether they would stay and fight the Night Wizard, or use June's dimensional teleportation to move the creatures to a new home. The end. Thanks for listening, friends. The website is kidstoriespodcast.com. Send all your drawings and things to kidstoriespodcast@gmail.com. Adios.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.